talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And boy, was it made. Boy, was it made. Joe Manchin, that slippery dog, here's what he did. Joe Manchin on Sunday went on Fox News. And he announced he was not going to vote for the soft infrastructure bill, the Build Back Better bill, the one that we call the $1.75 trillion bill. This was the bill. Remember, there was a hard infrastructure that did pass the House and the Senate. That was the money that was going to be used and is being used to redo our airports, roads, bridges, water systems, some rural broadband. That was absolutely necessary to reconstruct the country's infrastructure. The so-called soft infrastructure bill, the Build Back Better bill, had a child tax credit, universal pre-K, child care, increased medical care through Obamacare. Something like 30 million people would have been benefited from it. 3 million of them, people who don't have health care right now. The rest would get better health care. And he stuck a knife into it on Fox News on Sunday. Now, he continues to complain about individual components. And the Democrats initially started to thrash around thinking, well, can we scale back the child tax credit? If we increase it, can we get rid of some other things? But that would mean getting rid of universal pre-K, child care, health care, and the money to combat climate change. You know, on the matter of climate change, a matter of the environment, Manchin also sunk a bill that would have banned offshore drilling on the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. And it was revealed over the weekend, you know, he said he had his assets in a blind trust. He has substantial assets in energy companies. One of them is something like a $30 million investment in a coal company. Turned out over the weekend that that's not in a blind trust. That's not in a blind trust, and it benefits from his votes. Let's review the bidding on this one. Let's look back on the history of what he has been saying. Up until the Biden administration came into office in January this year, it's almost going on a full year, January 20th, he was the one that was urging a bigger expenditure on soft infrastructure. A bigger expenditure on soft infrastructure. Then as time went on, he started to whittle it down. They accommodated him. He didn't want it. It was at $3.5 trillion. He said he could accommodate $1.5 trillion. They settled on $1.75 trillion, which is exactly half, 50% of $3.5 trillion. That caused unease in the House among progressives. They finally swallowed it, came in at $1.75 trillion, and then he started to pick them off one at a time, the provisions. He started to pick off the child tax credit, the child tax credit expansion. People got their last tax credit check on Wednesday of last week. And if it's not expanded, and it obviously is not going to be, that's it. All of the data that looked at it showed that that money was being spent for food, rent, diapers, clothes, helping kids. A lot of people in this country don't have much money, don't have any money, live paycheck to paycheck, or quite frankly, don't have a paycheck. Single mom with two kids, doesn't have any money. Kids have to eat. The kids have to be clothed. Rent has to be paid. There are homeless people in this country. There are even homeless people in Milwaukee, where it's very cold. Two people froze to death lying on the sidewalk in the last month. I've talked about that in a prior show. What are people thinking of? You see a guy lying on the street, you call the cops, you call 911, get him into a warm shelter immediately. You don't just go driving by. The police should have a special charge that when they're out there and they see anybody exposed in the weather like that and not moving, immediately get him into the car, take him down to a warm place. I'm sure they do that. I hope they do that. I don't know if they have a special charge to do that. There are hundreds of thousands of children in this country who are homeless who are going to school. Where do they go to school? What neighborhood are they in? Where's their computer if they have to go online? There's a lot of kids in this country that basically dropped out of school for the last year and a half because they did not have a computer. They didn't know how to use it. Their parents didn't know how to use it. They had no mentoring at home. Child tax credit was intended to get people into a into apartments, some kind of housing, feed the kids, clothe the kids. Manchin didn't like that. It's not like Manchin represents Park Avenue, okay? Manchin does not represent Park Avenue. Manchin represents West Virginia. It's not a wealthy state. One of the poorer states, probably just above Mississippi. Good folks in Mississippi, good folks in West Virginia, not their fault, but that's just the fact of the matter. That is just the fact of the matter. So what do we do? What does the Democratic Party do? I mean, one possibility is you can say continuing to negotiate with him. But listen, for the whole Biden presidency so far, when he first started to pull drawing his horns, you know, he kept saying, well, he did kind of the slow striptease over 5 or 6 months. I mean, instead of coming out right at the beginning and saying, I'm not going to vote for this thing, he goes, well, you know, what about this thing? Let's tweak that a little. Let's tweak that a little bit. And he had everybody dancing to his tune. And he took out this and he changed that and he complained and he complained and he complained. Joe Biden did personal diplomacy with him, and Joe is a master. Joe started in the Senate. He was elected in 1972 when he was 29 years old. The age is 30, but he turned 30 that December. He was elected in November and he wasn't sworn in until January. And the ruling was, as long as you were 30 by the time you were sworn in, it was okay. So he is the youngest you could possibly be to go in the Senate. And he was in there to become Barack Obama's vice president. And then he was the president of the Senate. He knows the Senate better than anybody in American history. And he knows what their egos are. And he stroked Manchin really fine. He took Manchin up to Wilmington, Delaware, to his home, his private home in Wilmington, Delaware. Entertained him, showed him what he'd done to his house up there, and Manchin goes along with this and nods and winks and winces and, you know, hints and nudges. Why did he do this? Why did he string everybody along? A lot of the headlines are now saying that he whacked Biden's central campaign promise. Others say he stuck a shiv in Biden's plan and all this, you know, colorful stuff. I'm a pragmatist, and I'm going to tell you what the Democrats are thinking of doing, and I'm going to tell you what I think is likely. Nancy Pelosi announced, too, over the weekend, she disclosed a meeting that Manchin had had with Biden that hasn't been revealed before. And by the way, Biden tried to call Manchin when he got word that Manchin was going on Fox News to knife the plan. Manchin didn't take the phone call. Let me tell you something. If you get a call from the president of the United States, you take the phone call. You take the phone call out of respect. Out of respect, especially if you've been stringing the guy along for 5 years, I should say 5 months, and you go to Wilmington, Delaware, and you entertain him, and come on. You take the fee, didn't take the phone call. He blew the phone call off. Well, here's what Nancy Pelosi said on Tuesday, less than a week ago. Manchin walked into Biden's office at Biden's invitation and handed him a written proposal, and a list of what he could do and not do. And it was the same size and scope of the framework for the bill that the Democrats had rallied around in October, because Manchin had been signaling that. He put it in writing in Biden's office and he handed it to him. He didn't have an aide hand it to him. He didn't email it to him. He handed it to him. He handed it to the president of the United States. And it was going to be over 10 years, and the price was $1.2 $0.85 trillion. Biden said, fine, he agreed. If that had been a business transaction, it was a contract, offer and acceptance and consideration. But you can't bind yourself when you're in the legislature on definitely voting for this or that. Definitely voting this or that. So here's what Pelosi said. Pelosi goes, well, we're going to vote on this next year. And I'm going to show Manchin the written document that he handed to Joe Biden, that he handed to Joe Biden on Tuesday, saying this is what he could do. And Biden said, fine, I agree. And it was what the Democrats had whittled this thing down for, to accommodate Joe Manchin. So what happened between Tuesday and now? What happened between Tuesday and now? One of two things. Either Manchin got scared or frightened or thought somebody wouldn't get reelected in West Virginia. He's not going to get reelected in West Virginia if he keeps this up. West Virginia polling shows that this is very popular, and so is voting rights, and he's knifing them both. Or, quite possibly, he never intended to go along, and he scammed Biden, which is pretty poor and rotten. I mean, Biden's a good guy. Biden's a good guy, pretty poor and rotten to scam him and give him a written document that you think is a fake. So stand by. My own feeling is Pelosi's going to bring it up to a vote in January, February. Try to get the House to vote for this document. Good luck. I do not know if Manchin is in good faith. We're going to a break. I don't think he is. Lines are open, 844-972-7789. A lot more back after the break. Tell him that God's going to cut you down. Tell him that God's going to cut you down.